Get it out.
The show has begun. It is starting right now.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here we are. Here we are. We are Ninja Butterflies, episode 15. Not sure how I should have ended that.
That was scary.
But
that was good.
Those are good monkey sounds?
Yeah, they were good.
I haven't made that noise since like I was a kid, I think.
I make it every morning when I wake up. We are on episode 15 of Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Halfway to 30.
Whoa. Wow. This is so fun. This is so fun.
That's like the couples that always say, like, oh man, we've been together for 7.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
13 weeks. It's like we're just counting them up.
Let's get a I haven't looked there. Someone sent a question. I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, we've got a list of people. Some people have just been compiling all the questions that we've been getting in, so we're just gonna pick one.
Randomly pick one. So let's get like a little beat going for the question.
Boom. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. We got a question. Our question
is going to be.
What?
Oof. Uh oh.
Is it heavy?
Kind of scared.
Okay. Wait, what's the question?
Does Kanye have a point?
No, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
not at all.
Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Kanye is in some.
Stop talking.
Some muddy Kanye, water. Yeah. Let's just, let's take a social media break, maybe, Kanye. I don't know.
Golly, roll the intro.
He does not have a point. It's scary.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
As an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ninjas are back!
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Hello!
Hey, Lil.
Hi, guys.
And we're back together because we're one big family and we love each other and we sit down and record our voices for entertainment.
This has been so fun.
So fun.
So fun.
What a ride.
We have, I have a lot to talk about. I need to start getting better. A lot of the things I want to talk about aren't funny.
But we can find the funny. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's because I'm a big true crime guy, so I've been trying to figure out, like, how can we talk about things, but then we find the funny in it? That's the half the fun.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's start this off with, have you heard of the zombie virus?
I thought that was a meme.
Nope.
Well, we're talking about viruses. Don't scare me. What's happening with the zombie virus?
It's so fun what's happening with the zombie virus.
Tell me, where's it started?
Okay. I think it's in Russia. The Siberian permafrost or whatever is melting.
Typical.
Right? And scientists have discovered 13 viruses that they say, according to whatever you believe in, is like the Earth 10,000 years old, is the Earth. A bajillion.
100 billion, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But they're saying this virus is like 50,000 years old, and it's incredibly deadly.
Uh-oh.
Very good.
And in fact,
there's a reason why it survived in the tundra for 50,000 years.
Listen to this.
It was created with
lead researcher and microbiologist Jean-Marie
found that virus.
Or maybe it's Jean.
Nope.
Jean's.
It's no. Jean.
Old
it's
Wrangler. Old Levi here.
Mr. Denim.
Levi Jean Marie. He said, or she said, I don't know, Jean. Yeah, it's probably a boy. She said.
It's got to be a boy.
Probably.
Jean.
Jean says, should I do it in an accent?
Oh, like 110%.
Bonjour. French. Extreme threat to public health and further study needs to be done to assess the danger that these infectious agents could pose at the permafrost melts.
My goodness,
that's pretty good.
I got a little.
I know you're talking about
something very, very deadly, but I felt very, like, in a very romantic state because it's such a lovely, French is such a lovely.
Yeah, I don't think you got the message from it.
No, but I didn't.
He said it's an extreme threat to public health.
Oh, yeah, that was not the vibe.
And further study needs to be done to assess the danger that these infectious agents could pose as the permafrost melts. And
What's a permafrost?
That is a layer of ice that has been frozen basically since the age of the dinosaurs.
How did you not know that?
Wow. Yeah, that's basic. That's like, hey, what's 2 + 2?
Watch it.
You should know what a permafrost is.
Yeah. He mentioned it before, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
But
I
act like I know. They said as the ice continues to melt, viruses from prehistoric times will be released into the atmosphere.
Into the atmosphere?
What? Yeah.
For consumption?
What? For consumption?
For into the atmosphere.
Like the Earth? Like we're going to breathe it in?
Yeah, we're going to breathe that in.
Nice. Yep.
Does that mean I'm going to have the power of a dino?
Probably.
That'd be really cool. What a fun.
You wake up one morning like. Wait a second. I'm
sorry. That was weird. That's kind of Dude, that was a good dinosaur.
That was really good. That was almost as good as your monkey.
Oh, thanks.
I love that we're both, in the morning, we're both acting as a monkey or a dino. That's just running out.
Yeah, so.
So what does that mean? What is that virus, like if someone gets that virus, what's happening?
Just
them?
A runny nose, I think.
Oh, got it. Yeah. That's why they call it a zombie virus.
Yeah. No, they don't know. And what's scary is that, so they. Researchers, they take these viruses.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time it's happened, by the way. This happened in 2014.
This happened in early 2020.
Yeah.
But they said their claim was, well, this is a new record because we found 13 viruses.
Oh.
Like, wow, we did it.
What better way to
China's like, we got to beat them, guys. Get to work. Get in the lab.
What better way to keep your research funded? Like, so perfect. Name it the zombie virus. And everyone's like, we need to know.
It gives it attention. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a threat. I think they discover a ton of viruses all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's just a scare.
But zombies sound so much fun. What would you guys do? Would you guys, if one of you turned into a zombie?
Mm-hmm. Spear me, dude.
Spear me, dude.
Get me out. Did you ever, you didn't watch The Walking Dead, but there was this one character that kept like all of his family, zombified family in like a barn because he couldn't do anything.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like one of their, it was like in the first season. Yeah. They open up and they just see a bunch of people in there. Oh my goodness.
Don't do that to me.
Wait, so what was your question?
So if Lily or if your spouse or, you know, if they turned into a zombie, would you kill them?
No, I would turn into a zombie.
No.
You'd let her?
We're going to be a zombie couple. But
that would be really
cute. That means you would have to turn your daughter into a zombie, too, to stay a family unit or abandon her.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Ada would be the most terrifying zombie
of all
time.
She's the leader.
She's so fast.
She's so fast, and she's like this dense as a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing running at you in the middle of the night, it would be so terrifying.
Yeah, she looks like a zombie right now because she's got a mosquito snuck into her bedroom or something. She's got all these. I know it's so sad to look at, but
she has
like
mosquito bites on her face.
You're looking rough, dude. Yeah.
But so yesterday I was talking to you about wanting to spend more time with Ada and like being very intentional. Like when I get home, of putting my phone away, and just having fun with Ada. And so I did that yesterday, and it was so fun.
And she is so boring.
Dude, it was so fun. We were just having the funnest time, and like I was laying on the ground and she grabbed this like remote control and she like walks over and just as hard as she could just slam me in the face. I'm like,
atta girl, Ada.
It hurt so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, Ada, that hurts so bad. And she tried to do it again, and I, like, swatted it out of her hand.
Yeah.
And then she grabbed my hair and yeeted it. I'm like, Ada, please. Please let go.
No.
So then I got back on my phone.
Lily, I'll be in my room.
No.
Ada's outside. Just getting ate by mosquitoes.
It's like, because I think Ada's just trying to figure out, because, like, we, like, wrestle and stuff. And so it's like, she's like, oh, it's fun to like, you know, whatever.
Violence is funny.
It hurts. Like she like really hurts me. She the other night she headbutted Lily in bed, and Lily's nose started to bleed.
Oh my goodness!
Like,
dude, baby headbutts are the worst.
She goes, and Lily's like, oh. Yeah. So climate change.
Wait, we're done with the zombie thing? So we haven't, there's no symptoms determined?
What?
What are the with symptoms?
The zombie virus.
What do you mean no symptoms determined?
We don't know what the symptoms of zombie are. They just named it zombie to incite fear?
Because it's a virus that's come back from the dead.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not turning into a zombie.
Should have called it the Lazarus.
I took it so literally.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, so people are coming up from the dead?
People are becoming zombies.
Guys, do you think I could pull these off? I feel like like a movie star when I wear them.
100%.
You look like a Muppet.
Muppets are
that's
movie stars.
Really good. He does look like a Muppet. What's the one with what's the one with the blue nose?
Grover? I used to have nightmares about him.
I love Grover. Yeah, you look like a. I can
I don't
see
look
it.
Like a Muppet.
Yeah, you're like a.
I see it now.
You're like if Jason Momoa and Robert Downey Jr. and caveman had a love child. That's what. It
looks a beautiful, beautiful baby. Then
caveman though.
They're like strong.
Real, yeah, I know that. I'm not saying anything about your. I mean, you are a strong man, but
no, I'm just gonna wear these.
Yeah,
for a while.
Commit to it. Yeah, why not?
Right,
what do you guys think? Comment below.
Boo.
Movie star or Muppet? climate change.
What's going on with climate change?
Well, they're saying because like the Earth is heating up, and
it is.
Yeah, sure it is, but they're saying as a result. The more this permafrost melts, the more good stuff for killing people gets released.
Dude, I could talk I could talk about permafrost all day.
Let's hear it.
So permafrost. Yeah. If you really want to give us
the synopsis of like.
Okay, so
yeah,
the reason do you guys want to know why they call it permafrost?
Yeah, I actually
because
love that.
It actually becomes from one two different types of hairstyles because of the drastic. Change of the hairstyles when you get a perm, mm-hmm. and how it's a very difficult thing to do.
Okay,
and it's almost irreversible, right?
Yeah.
Perm,
right?
Frosting tips, permafrost, and so that's it's a representation where it's just the tips, right? You just frost the tips,
and it's underneath, old. It's outdated,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, okay. And underneath. That's the real problem,
yeah.
Right? But they're gonna put the stuff on top and say, hey, everything's fine, everything's good.
Yeah.
But underneath, and really in the follicles, it's terrible. So the permafrost is somewhere in that arena.
Permafrost itself isn't bad. It's just ice.
Oh yeah, you don't tell me.
I don't have to tell you.
Look at her. She's the one that doesn't know.
Yeah, come on.
So
she thinks zombies live under the snow.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I gotta know, did you intentionally just make up a word or did your brain just do it?
What word?
Okay, no, it wasn't intentional. Because we're talking dinosaurs and permafrost, and you were saying it's a drastic thing, but you said drastic.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey. That's comedy, baby.
Connection.
So yeah, what do we feel about climate change?
I don't know
anything about it. I've seen Day After Tomorrow, so I feel like what I needed to get.
Yeah, I feel like you could say either way, and about 50% of either side is going to be mad at you.
Yep. I think there's nothing we could do about it.
Can I just say, I just want to say my opinion.
It's irreversible, yeah.
I think we aren't doing a super good job with gases and pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I really feel like the Earth just goes through its cycles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we've had the Ice Age, other stuff.
Other things. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, though, because we've had this discussion before. There's this map of a lake over Utah, and it shows it in the past 50 years, and it's just a time lapse of it.
Yeah.
And it shows how it gets more shallow, wider, deeper, wider. And it's literally over the years. And so it's like there are times where it just goes through stuff. And obviously we are doing a ton of damage to it, but that's going to happen anywhere you live, no matter what.
But they're like, a lot of people are like blaming like all these lakes and stuff drying up because of climate change. But like these rivers and stuff that they're like in like Croatia or something. I think we talked about like the Death Stones or whatever they're called. Something like that. The river
Infinity Stones.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
No, it's not it. the river has gotten so low that there's these markings on the rocks.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And one was from like I want to say it was like the 1400s or 1500s.
That's dope.
And it says in whatever language they speak in Croatia. Sorry, Croatia. They are listeners. We are in
Portuguese.
Croatianese. But it said on the rock, if you're reading this, weep.
Oh no.
And so, oh, what are they called? It's the, I had to forget.
Is that the read it?
But
read it
what
and
I'm
weep.
Saying is it was that river was at that low point at one point in history.
Yeah.
So you can't blame that on necessarily our climate change now because they weren't driving cars in the 1500s.
Well,
guess what they speak in Croatia?
What?
Croatian.
So I was close.
Croatianese?
I'm going to take these off because I feel insecure now.
Yeah. Feels insecure?
Don't they say, wait, oh, I'm sorry. It's because I called you a Muppet.
Yeah.
Oh, is it because I called you that inanimate object that's not real, that's made purely based off the looks of it and how funny it is?
Don't they say that the like the Sahara Desert or something like that used to be like this really lush jungle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, think about like the hurricane caused a lot of damage and people say it's because water levels are too high because of the melting ice cap. Well, the reality is our insurance policies, everyone who's got a house, 100-year storm is a thing. And they're calling it a 100-year storm. So it has to be in cycles.
That's
if
what
there's
I'm saying.
One every 100 years.
I think we could probably cut back on the pouring gas and stuff on.
Yeah.
To I think
dolphins.
There's just a lack of respect all around with how we treat one another, how we treat things
say,
around us. That's
the
it's
cool
just
thing,
an attitude change.
The cool thing coming from this whole climate change movement
is division.
Is division. I love division.
Yes.
No, it's like
in the movies.
These big yeah, companies and movements or whatever of like cleaning up the oceans and cleaning up rivers. That's dope.
You know what else is cool is those little bracelets that you get.
From the recycled water bottles.
Well, we went to the Tampa Aquarium, which I love aquariums so much. And so we went there, and at the end of it, they have this huge, like, huge sculptures. And we go up, and you read about them, and it's all made from all of the plastic. I was just blown away by, like, how intense these sculptures were and, like, how intricate they were. And I'm looking at it and reading, and it's all plastic that they found in the ocean. And I'm like, you know what? We couldn't have had this art if we didn't pollute.
I don't know.
So
That sounds kind of fishy.
So...
Ah! I was waiting for you to end. I was like, I have to.
Oh, I got it.
I got
to
throw
ocean
that in before he moves on to. And if you did move on, my brain was going to explode because that joke was just going to sit in there.
Just 20 minutes later. Sounds fishy. That sounds fishy. What?
Wait, what? Yeah. So that's what's happening.
Yeah. So I don't think we should stop polluting. I don't think we should stop because we get beautiful art out of it.
Let's increase it.
Yeah. Just keep doing it.
Yeah. I want to, if you guys got something else you have, I got a lot of stuff, but I don't.
By the way, this is actually how Josh is in real life. When you hang out with him, like when we go to dinner, he pulls out his phone. When there's any lull, he's just like, so if there's anything else you guys want to talk about, I have some things that we could discuss.
Let's talk about this. Neuralink.
Neuralink. Accessing Neuralink information.
Andrew sent me a video of it last night.
What is it?
Have you seen it? You seen anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about
it. So
it's crazy.
It's a company Elon Musk started, and it's basically a computer chip that you can implant into your brain.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
Or your spine.
I've seen this movie.
There's some really cool benefits to it and really terrifying things that I think.
Possibilities.
Yeah. Tell me. I want to sign up. I'll be a gerbil.
They tested
gerbil.
It.
A guinea pig.
Yeah, they do gerbils too, don't they?
Gerbil. Yeah. You could be a muskrat.
Yeah, I'll be a muskrat of the science.
They tested on muskrats, right?
You tell me they put a chip in a raccoon? Come on.
But there's a clip where they put one in a monkey's brain. Yep. And it was controlling a cursor on a computer with its brain.
Yuck.
Oh, I didn't know that was Neuralink. I've seen the videos of him just staring at a screen.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
And then there's
so messed up.
I think one cool thing that could come from it is they could potentially make blind people see.
That's so special.
They have it like this technology to where it's in your brain, right?
Yeah.
And they could connect to like your phone, and the camera on your phone can send images to your brain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Name two scary outcomes that could happen with this.
Okay. Let's think
one
about that.
One is they have like some rogue computer programmer, and all these blind people have this capability, and they're just hallucinating all of this crazy stuff. They're thinking they're seeing, but really there's like demons everywhere.
Or someone could hack it and do mind control.
Or AI gets a hold of these chips, and then they have, no joke, human-bodied robots.
Ooh, AI taking over your body?
So it's like, it's never robots. We always think it's the robot, like iRobot. And
we could be the robots.
We are the robots.
Oh my gosh.
And you could never die because you're powered by technology.
Yes. It's like a life support
system.
It's
the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my gosh. This is the zombie virus.
Yikes.
Wow.
What if the zombie virus that they found is artificial intelligence from the prehistoric
what guy?
Ages?
No.
Ancient aliens.
What if dinosaurs are AI?
What?
What?
I think. Wait, what? What did I say?
I'm going to throw up.
But yeah, it is super cool what they can do with the technology. So they don't restore sight. They just bypass in your eyeball.
But
they
can go straight
into your spine.
And then people that are like paraplegic and stuff, they could like control their phones, they said, better than people that can use their hands.
Wow.
Makes total sense. Yeah. It's total sense. There's an arthritis with your mind. Like, there's just like that's but the, how quickly your mind can move.
The
that
process
is
of putting it in your brain is, I think, more terrifying than the product itself.
I feel better about a robot than I do a
It's
person.
A robot that you lay in this chair. This robot goes like, takes
stop,
out.
Stop. Yeah.
Pieces. No, it doesn't. No. It's more gruesome than that. It doesn't just pop it out. The words in the video are peels back.
Oh, gosh.
And then it's like,
this is awesome.
But it has like this live, because I didn't know this. Your brain is constantly moving.
Yeah.
So there's like,
ew, what do you mean?
It's just like,
ew, no, I don't like that. Yeah. How? On its own volition?
Well, you think about like LV.
You just divided yourself from your brain. You didn't say my own volition.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. I don't like to think of myself as a sack of meat.
But like, think about like all the electro, like the electric. I don't want to say electroids, but I don't know. But I'm like, imagine like all the energy that's happening, everything that's pinging one another. It's like a muscle. It's literally a muscle, right?
Yeah. So it's constantly, and there's like just like blood vessels and stuff that are shifting.
Stop. It's just like but the this,
we're going to show you a video right here. No.
This. So they insert, it's like a size of a quarter, right? Mm. Plop it on, but then it's like spread out with like 60 something threads or something. Oh, no,
each,
like 100.
No, it's thousands. Thread. Each, you know, they compile, every thread is basically a pixel. So the more threads, as threads get smaller.
And
but
this
thing
inserts into different parts of the brain. Like,
did you hear, though, how small? It looks big in the video, but did you hear how small each thread actually is?
No.
They said it's only the size of a few blood vessels.
That's crazy.
Who invented this? Elon Musk.
I don't think he invented it.
But his company.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, because
someone probably invented it, and he's like, yep. I want to do that.
How about once we start getting unbreakable glass on your trucks, then maybe let's just, maybe we'll go into the brain. Dude,
why is childbirth still the way it is?
But we could do all that.
Get a Neuralink. Maybe that'll be like.
You can shut your brain off. You don't want to do that though.
But this, they also did it to where they installed it onto the spine of a pig. And they were able to control the pig's legs and movements with this.
Dude, I'm telling you, then AI gets a hold of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literal robots. Yeah. It's zombie robots. Like, that is crazy.
What is AI's objective?
Domination.
Well, you think about it. Like, I just want to feel loved.
And power. Ooh, power. I like.
I just always think about Age of Ultron, that whole scene when he comes to life for the first time with Jarvis and everything. That is just such a creepy scene to me. Because you know how fast he's learning, like just immediately.
What was that story? The guy from, was it Google, who has the artificial intelligence program at Google or something?
Oh, I don't know.
They had to shut it off because it was developing its own feelings.
I've seen two AIs talk to each other.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's really creepy.
Yuck.
So before we move on to the next subject, we actually have an ad from our first sponsor that is not our own company.
Get out.
Listen to this. Run the ad! Beep, boop, beep, bop, bop. Andy, hello? Hello?
Yeah, Josh?
The message doesn't seem to be coming clear.
Oh, well, that's probably because you're not using Clearstream.
We have a sponsor. Clearstream.
Clearstream.io. It's an incredible, credible service for texting.
Emails.
Emails inside your church. You're trying to communicate to the people that go to your church. Guess what? Get rid of the group chats, guys.
Yeah, get rid of that. People are sending memes and stuff.
Stop sending the memes.
I don't want my phone blowing up all the time.
Well, that's why we're going to use Clearstream.io, because guess what? You can communicate one-on-one.
Yes.
Have actual personalized messages, but also be able to communicate as a whole church.
It's a beautiful thing. It's up there with the Apollo spaceships, with the invention of the computer.
The pyramids.
With the invention of the wheel.
Sliced bread.
Peanut butter.
Television.
The best. And if you go to clearstream.io/ninjas.
Ninjas.
You can get 10% off for life.
For life!
For life. They're giving us that opportunity to give that away.
They said, we'll give them 10% off for a year. And we want more.
There's like 10 years? Nope.
More.
Nope. 100 years?
More!
For life.
For life, guys. Guys, this is never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Do it now.
So get on it. clearstream.io/ninjas.
Get it.
Add over!
Well, I have a question for you guys.
You have a question for us?
It's trending on TikTok right now.
Oh, let's hear it.
Here's the question. And you're supposed to ask your partner, but I'll ask my partner and
his partner.
And his work wife. Yeah.
And yes. Yeah.
Who are...
Work wife or work husband?
Wife.
Okay.
Name three women who you admire and aspire to be like.
Ooh. Aspire to be like?
That you're not related to, right?
You can't be related to them.
Oh. So I can't say my wife?
No.
No. No, okay. Because I'm related to my wife.
Women.
Through marriage.
Joan of Arc.
Go, okay.
Mother Teresa.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, you took Oprah from me.
Just kidding. I don't know about Oprah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what about Oprah?
Yeah, you don't like Oprah? You don't like Oprah?
I don't not like her, but
okay. All right. Easy.
I think let me just think of women.
name a woman. Name a woman.
I can't. Let me hear yours.
Oh man! If I could think, I'm gonna do people that I haven't. I don't know. Have I met or haven't met? I'm trying to think which one's easier.
You get three, so you can do a smorgasbord.
I got the first, Heather Hooper. Wow, she's so sweet.
That's his mom, dude.
The heck?
Stay in your lane,
it's
bro.
Like the boss's wife. I'm just trying to
Yeah, yeah. Back off, pal. No, my mom is a
She's
sweetheart.
Sweet.
She's a angel. I love you, mommy.
Would you say you aspire to be like your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but you can't.
Yeah.
Because you...
I know. Yeah. You asked, though.
I know, but I'm just saying, but you can't. You got to pick somebody else. But the thing is, you put pressure on me because now I got to think. First, you were going to go first. You said Joan of Arc. That's not true at all.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't even know anything about her.
Then you're ignorant.
Oh, I am very ignorant. I'm assuming Joan of Arc, she was on a horse, right?
Yeah.
At one point, probably. when I hear Joan of Arc, I see a girl on a horse. That's all I know about her.
I think there was a horse.
Was there a horse?
Yeah. Right?
This had nothing to do with her and whatever she has done.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's all I know about her.
Okay. That's a tough question. Why can I think
of... Why is it a tough question, though? Could you name three men?
Yeah, because I'm more mentored by men.
I guess it's just a hard question because there have been so many women and so many men.
I'm trying
what
to
about,
look, I'm
what
trying
about
to look
you?
At my friend group.
Men. You do men.
Oh, I do men?
Yes.
Bob Iger.
Okay. See? It's more difficult than...
Yeah, but it's fun. who was another man?
Bob Ross?
No.
Should we just stick to all Bobs?
We could.
you have to say Bobs?
Bob, our...
You look up to?
And then Bob, our director of technology.
At Sunday Cool?
Yeah.
All right.
What about Bob Goff?
Oh, nice.
I don't know enough about Bob Goff.
Oh, come on.
I don't
on.
Know enough about Bob.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that Bob Goff. I'm trying to look at my friend.
Andy, name one woman.
No, I can name one. Like, there's several women that but I'm trying to think of like three that are like.
Yeah, name one.
Okay. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Rosa Parks. Mm. I would pick her.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pick people I don't know personally.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's the thing. I'm thinking about a bunch of people I know personally, and that's not going to be helpful because people won't know who they are. And so I'm going to pick a funny person.
Okay. Name a funny woman.
Oh, man. Oh, I think of Amy Poehler. Tina Fey. Tina Fey.
I love Tina Fey.
Tina Fey because she is an absolute thrill.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig too, but then if I had to pick like one in that arena, I think with Tina Fey because she's a great author, she's mm-hmm. a director, she kills it, and she's not afraid to say what she wants to and like what she believes in too. So I said one. Go ahead, Josh. We're gonna go back and forth.
Here we go. Ready for this one? I bet I will give you $100 if you know who this is, but I don't even know how to pronounce her name. How in the world do you pronounce this? Mette Frederiksen.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
What's a she? Because we're on.
Yeah, I forgot. Never mind. Yeah, I was going to just try to lie, but I obviously failed right there. So. But who is she?
She is the Prime Minister of Denmark.
Oh.
I don't know. Tell us about her policies.
Explain,
I guess, good policies.
Just kidding. I don't know. I saw something. What were we watching?
70 Feet Phil?
Was that it? Yeah. When they're in Denmark.
Phil Rosenthal is on my list, too. I want to be like Phil Rosenthal.
Okay. Why?
Because he's the best guy in the whole planet. He's so joyful.
Whoa.
His joy is just infectious.
Wow. speaking of women and men, let's talk about plot holes in Harry Potter.
Not interested.
Not interested.
Why? There's no plot holes in Harry Potter.
Okay, well that's wrong.
You know the scene where Harry Potter had to is the second to last movie.
Before we move on, I have to tell my two other people.
Oh, okay.
Ellie Holcomb and Meg Meeker. Meg Meeker is an author, and Ellie Holcomb's a singer, also an author too. But
nice.
I just don't want a bunch of people hating on us because we couldn't name people.
I named a lot of women.
I know you did.
I even named the Prime Minister.
And that's why
of
I'm covering my bases.
Denmark.
Yeah. I didn't name my
good policies.
I didn't name my final two. It's Kelsey and Lily because I would love to know how to keep you.
Okay. Why is everyone like, you're just like talking about our wives and our moms? Is like,
Josh, if you could say people you're related to, would you say me?
Yeah.
You were so scared. You were legitimately scared there for a second. Would you say me?
I'd say you. Mazzy.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma. And Oprah.
What's up with this Oprah thing?
In that order?
I'm related to Oprah.
Are you really?
What about the Queen of England?
Yeah. That's why.
How is she related to?
That's why I couldn't say it the first time because I'm related to her.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. How are you related to Oprah?
Auntie.
She's your auntie?
Yeah.
That is so stinking cool. On what side? Your mom or dad's?
Daddy's.
Really? Yeah. That is so cool. So, like, you guys, like, get together for, like, holidays and stuff?
Family reunions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
I love you, Auntie.
What's like what's something like that she's told you as a kid like that? Like obviously because you're inspired by her, like mm-hmm. and you have a personal connection. She's probably said things to you off camera that she's never shared with anybody. So like what's something like a motivational thing she told you at one point?
It wasn't really. We have like a really fun relationship. And I imagine. One thing she always said to me.
What did
like,
she say? She looked you in the eyes and she said.
She said, Josh, you gotta stop being a goofball.
Oh, you did.
I said, that sounds like Oprah.
That sounds like Oprah.
I can't help it. She's like, I know you can't. And that's why I love you. And that's why I'm your auntie.
And my name's Oprah.
And my name is Oprah. Winifrey.
Winifrey.
It's Winfrey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it is. It's my auntie.
Yeah, Harry Potter plot holes. There are quite a few. Quite a few.
One, we were talking about yesterday, and I feel like I've talked to you about this before, but when Harry Potter, it's the second to last movie, and all his little buddies, the Order of the Phoenix, come to his house.
Yeah.
And they all turn into, they all take the Hubblecrop. it called?
Polyjuice potion.
I like Hubble Crap.
Sounds like a Hawaiian snack.
Yeah. And they all turn into Harry Potter. Why couldn't have Harry Potter just turned into somebody else?
Why
did we have a Harry Potter that, like, at first was in a dress?
Yeah.
Listen, it's just that's not a plot hole. That's just
it's bad
strategizing.
It's silly. Also,
because whoever came up with that idea, you know, there's everyone else there that's like hearing this thing. And it's like, can we just change him?
Like, here are my list
of
things.
They knew that he was on the move. They knew that he was going.
But listen.
So they would have just killed everybody.
I have an answer for that.
Or they would have just killed a portion.
Why wouldn't they have just killed everybody if they all look like Harry Potter?
They're more likely to get killed if they look like Harry Potter.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not going to kill some little girl thinking, oh, it's probably Harry Potter in disguise. Harry Potter. Harry. He looked like Harry. Well, not really, but...
I thought Polyjuice Potion had, like, lasting bad effects. Like, that one professor who's constantly taking it is, like, wigging out.
No, he's just a... Don't put that in there either, guys. Guys.
Yikes.
Guys. Don't put that in there.
Oh, my God.
Don't put that in there, please.
Oh, man.
No. You know what?
No, we are 100% editing it out, but we're keeping this part in because...
We have to leave that in there.
No, we can't.
We can't.
My face is so red. He just wigs out all the time.
He does, yes. That's amazing.
Guys. Oh my goodness.
I love that so much. Lily, your hair
is loose cannon today. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, that was great.
Holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to edit that out. It's going to cut back. We've all shifted color.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Sorry
my
for those
list,
who couldn't hear that.
My list of things that they could have done. One, Harry Potter could have turned into somebody else. Two, Harry Potter could have jumped in Hermione's bag.
Ooh.
Right?
I don't know if you can...
Also, invisibility cloak.
Invisibility cloak? They could have done the whole little...
Don't be mad at Harry Potter.
We're just pointing out holes.
What about Lord of the Rings? Why didn't the eagles carry...
No, we're not talking about Lord of the Rings right now. We're talking about the holes in Harry Potter that you can drive a flying car through.
This is not plot holes. It's bad strategy.
Okay.
That's
plot hole. Plot hole. The what are the twins? Fred and George. They have the map, right? That shows everyone in the castle.
Yeah.
Why in the world, after having the map for years, looking at it all the time, why in the world are they not seeing a problem with Peter Pettigrew sleeping in his brother's bed every single night?
Oh, yeah, that's a weird one, too. Maybe they're razzing him and we just don't see it on camera, you know? Maybe. Maybe like...
Who's this Peter guy?
Did you know Peter Pettigrew sleeping in Ron's bed?
It's disgusting. Don't you know who the guy is?
Let's not tell him.
And also, there's another one where, what are the horses that pull the carriages? What are they?
That's just a standard horse.
Standard? No, there's a name for them because you can only see them once you've seen death.
Vestrals, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Vestrals.
Thestrals. I'm not
And
positive.
Harry can see it only after he saw Cedric die. But the thing is, he's seen death before.
No,
and that's the whole thing.
It wasn't after Cedric. It was before Cedric.
No, it was after.
No.
It was only after Cedric.
No.
Look it up.
It was after, but okay, so I can speak into this. Are you ready? He never had an interaction with those things prior. It was only year 5 that they came in because they took different entrance points into the castle every year. Like, in the first year, they take boats.
Today, we're going to take a boat. This year, you're going to take a swan.
Swan?
I don't know.
So he had never interacted with the carriages.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Is
there any other?
Yeah.
I think... Oh, what was the one?
There was one I thought.
What are you guys just trying to, like...
No,
we're just having a fun conversation. Don't get so defensive.
No, listen, you know what? It just because there's holes in it doesn't mean... Yeah, also, why didn't... You know, what is the vow that you... Like, the unbreakable vow?
Yeah.
Why did... what's his face? Voldemort not... Sorry, he who should not be named.
Thank you.
Did he not do the vow for all of his people?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. And also, the truth serum? Why is the Ministry of Magic not using that in the court?
It's illegal.
I can speak into the Voldemort thing.
Okay, go for it.
That I think that he knew that they can be a little Weasley, you know, mm-hmm. and that they're so afraid of him that if he did that unbreakable vow, I think the majority of his followers probably would have died.
Maybe he just sought true loyalty.
Mm. Wow. Was he really that bad of a guy?
Ooh.
Is Voldemort misunderstood?
Mm.
No.
Nope. I bet Kanye has some thoughts.
Yikes.
This is gonna be his next interview.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, those are
enough. I have one thing to say.
Oh.
Voldemort is the greatest wizard of all time.
What?
Greatest wizard of all time.
Then why did Harry Potter beat him?
He had help, but I'm gonna let you go back to it. Voldemort's the greatest wizard of all time.
Yeah, you're probably right, though, right?
No.
Or maybe Dumbledore.
Dumbledore's definitely the better one.
You guys do realize what I did.
What?
It's what Kanye did to Taylor Swift.
Oh. I didn't see that.
I didn't pick up on it, no.
That seemed like a stretch.
That sounds fishy.
Yeah. It all comes back to you.
Wow.
How about the time? How about you tell the people about the time, because it just came to my mind, whenever you asked me about if I've ever hit my wife.
Wait, what?
I don't know why that popped in my brain.
This is a funny story. I saw it was a true crime, or like there's something in the news of this guy who like punched his wife or did something.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like that more. I'm like, that, like, what possesses someone to just punch their wife?
Yeah.
Like that's
to think that's okay.
That's so psychotic. Yeah. And I'm like, that's like just evil, you know?
Yeah. It's awful.
And, so I came in. And I'm sitting there, I'm just like thinking about it. And I looked over at Andy.
I'm just working.
I said, hey, Andy. He's like, yeah. I said, have you ever hit Kelsey? And he's like, no, I haven't. He's like, did you hit Lily?
I'm angry.
I'm like, what? No. I'm like, I did not.
It just seemed like you're just like, you've hit Kelsey, right? Like, you've done it before.
But I was just so funny how I posed the question.
Yeah, I was like, wait, no. Have you hit Lily?
That was exactly
I just got angry. I was like, wait, whoa.
And then it made all the connections mad. I'm like, I posed that question so wrong. No, I have not.
No, of course not, unless you have. I mean, no.
Lily hit me once.
I did.
Oh.
I did. I pushed.
In legit anger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. I want to hear this story.
Well, what did I do?
You had been like razzing me all day or something. Like you were like,
give her the old razzle dazzle.
You're poking at me and your pokes are hurt so bad.
Tickle.
And you had, and then you said something, I think mean, I don't remember it, but as a joke. And I punched you really hard.
Like probably as hard as she could.
No, it was not as hard as I could. It's
Ooh.
Not. I'm very strong.
Ooh.
It felt like
it was hard, or did, was it like kind of like, did someone open a window?
No, it hurt.
I'll never forget like, his face. He was like,
it was just the arm.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Oh my goodness. We should show the clip of the guy who got paid $20 to get punched in the face.
No, that's
it's
too
such
rough.
A terrible clip.
Is this
the noise it made?
Oh, it's terrible. This guy's like, yeah, he's like, I'll let you hit me for $20. He says, I'm going to punch you in the face for $20. He said, yeah. He says, you're not going to punch me back. He said, nope. And the dude just stands there.
Oh, no.
And the dude cocks back and just bam. And you hear, and it's just, I'm like, it makes me cringe even thinking about it. It's terrible.
What if he had killed him?
It's 100% possible. But that's the Kelsey gets that when she gets like in those moods where she's like really excited and like she feels antsy. You ever feel like you just got to like, you know, smack someone or like just punch something? That's what she'll do. And she's like, I just want to punch you right now. I'm like, do it. And I'll just hold up my arm and then she'll just keep, and then I'm like, come on, go. And she'll just get really into it, like too into it, where it's just like she actually wants to cause me physical harm. But it's like
ow,
it's weird.
Ow,
stop.
Dude, I can't take getting hit at all. Paige is like giving me just like a little pop because I'm making fun of her. And it's instant rage. I sit, like, I don't, like, so you take it out. No, I just sit there. But, like, I'll think I'm being chill, and she'll be like, you're actually mad right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just shut down. It can be a little, like, stop. And I'm just like, don't touch me.
That's how it went with us, though, too. When you were like,
I was shocked.
When I hit you, and then you were like, you just tried to hit me as hard as you could. That's what you said.
No, I said, you hit me as hard as you could.
I didn't. She did.
What is that? There is that comedian that talks about who's like, his wife is sitting there with her friends, and she's like, I'm just so glad I'm just with a guy who wouldn't do that or couldn't do that to me. And he's like, wait, are you with me because you think I can't beat you up? He's like, I can totally beat you up. I choose not to.
But like, in all fairness, I probably deserve that punch because I am notorious for just scaring Lily constantly.
Oh, yeah, scaring me.
Razzing.
Yeah.
And the other day I was telling you about it. Probably the last scare we had.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, the one
where so I like Lily was in the kitchen. And I was like eating leftover stuffing from Thanksgiving, and there's more in the fridge. And I'm like, I just thought it would be so funny if I ran full speed at the fridge while Lily's in
your
the
house.
Kitchen.
I was
and literally as fast as I could run, I was running. I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like, what? I'm like, the stuffing is so good. And she's like, Josh, one of these days, the baby's just going to pop right out.
You're trying to induce labor. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What that is just so funny to see you literally full sprinting inside your house. Like, yeah. Full get out. Just
it was get out style. Yeah. This is a good segue. But let's also talk about when you broke your toe.
Oh, yeah. It was the day of my birthday, and I was trying to run in and scare Lily in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I slipped in my, like, the in between my little toe and the other toe, it hit the corner of the door.
Oh, my goodness.
And to this day, I really do feel like my foot is broken. Oh, it hurts to put pressure on it.
That's what you get, though. That's what you get, though.
Josh used to scare me all the time when I worked here, when I first started working here. He would literally just stand in the doorway with his hair down like this, and he would do it for 5 minutes until, like, because I would always have my headphones on, I'm working, and then suddenly look over, just freak out.
I love scaring people.
It's really good. It's fun.
Yeah.
Back to monkeys. Okay. Did we talk about monkeys?
No. We were talking about Get Out. No. That's your whole segue. Speaking of monkeys.
Anywho.
Are you talking about Nope?
Nope.
Oh, man. If anyone's hasn't watched Nope, you could just skip this part because it's old. Contain some spoilers, but I did not like Nope. It's supposedly the number one horror movie of the year. I love scary movies. I know some people, not everyone loves them, but I love it. And I thought it was a fine movie, but I waited a year and a half for this thing, and I was so excited to watch it last week, and I just was bummed out.
Why?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Because I there's things like the standing shoe I don't get. Why they spend so much emphasis on the show when they don't really hit on the show as much.
They do. It's the whole theme.
It's all connected, buddy.
I don't. But if it's one of those things where it's like, but the whole thing's a symbol for a bigger thing. It's like, yeah, but the movie still has to make sense.
It did.
It did make sense.
It really didn't.
You watch it again.
Really didn't. It wasn't scary at all. There wasn't one scary point in it except for the barn scene.
Yeah, that was scary.
Where it wasn't even supposed to be scary at the end of it.
That was really scary.
Maybe
it was scary for 5 seconds.
Maybe just have an elementary mind.
Yeah, I am terrified by the idea of a spaceship consuming and digesting me.
I love the concept of it being like
an animal.
Like, it's not, the UFOs we see are not machines. That's the alien. I was like, that's a cool premise.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Which isn't a huge spoiler, Andrew. So
it's like the whole spoiler.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, you find out in the middle of the movie. Not even before the middle of the movie.
But for me, the scariest part of the whole movie is the chimp scene.
Yeah, the chimpanzee.
Oh my gosh. Like, just that fills me with dread.
Like, just like the, like, the kid being underneath the blanket and like hearing it and stuff.
Or just getting beat up by a chimp.
It's not scary though. It's like, yeah, it's a frightening thing to think about, but it wasn't scary.
It was scary to me.
I think we just have different definitions of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I find a lot of things scary that you don't.
Yeah, but you don't like scary movies.
I don't.
Yeah, see.
And that's probably why I loved it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he did say that it was like a training wheels scary movie, Jordan Peele.
He did say that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't supposed to be like terrifying.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it so much. The trailer looks so cool.
Yeah.
I legit enjoyed the trailer more than the actual movie, and that's a real big bummer.
Ugh.
But that's all right.
But that's all right.
He's going to make another one. M. Night Shyamalan comes out with a movie in February.
Shoot.
It looks good.
He's on a bad streak, though, I will say. No, I'm a big M. Night fan.
No,
but
he's great.
I'm not a big M. Night fan.
If you can create Signs, Unbreakable, and Sixth Sense, I don't care if you make 100 trash movies after that. You're still a great director.
Yeah.
And writer.
I agree. Golly. He's just moving in a negative direction.
Yeah.
But Split was amazing.
Split was amazing.
Split was good. I think James McAvoy was the best part of that whole thing, though.
What is good?
I think maybe it was an expectation thing, too, but it was like the twist was like, oh, well, that's kind of like, it wasn't like an unforeseeable twist at the end of the movie.
I would agree. And maybe
that's the thing where it's like,
M. Night Shyamalan's all of his movies are like that.
I know, but no, not.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I'm not a huge fan of him.
The Sixth Sense was a foreseeable ending?
No. Yeah. No!
Shut up!
No, yes. someone told you. Wait. You had it in the back of your head.
No, I can
you
read
You did
I can
not
read plots.
Know that.
No,
I can
you
read
did
plots
not.
Like
You're doing this just to get me
no,
mad.
No, I'm not. This is really my argument. I really think.
You saw Unbreakable's ending coming.
Yes.
No, that
I
is
didn't.
Bonkers.
With the water? I didn't know that.
Wait, no, what are you talking about, water? Unbreakable has nothing to do with water. That's science.
That's his kryptonite.
Water is his kryptonite.
On Unbreakable?
Yeah, that's a twist, isn't it?
No, the twist is not the water.
What's the twist?
The twist is that Samuel L. Jackson was the one who was doing all of the major like catastrophic events and trying to find the superhero.
That's Glass, I thought.
No, that's the same guy from Glass.
Uh-oh.
Glass is the sequel.
Unbreakable. No, Unbreakable is...
is Bruce Willis. And
Yeah. But his kryptonite is water.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's why he wears a raincoat.
Okay, yes, I understand that's his kryptonite, but he doesn't die from it, and
he will die from it.
He's afraid of water because he almost drowned.
Yeah, that's true too, though.
No, that's his... He literally...
That's not the
twist. His strength goes away when he's wet.
Samuel Jackson, the last 3 minutes of the movie is like the revelation of like Samuel Jackson derailed the train. He blew up the building. That's why...
That did not get me. I didn't.
That's the whole twist.
That's the only terrible twist.
I do think Josh is being dishonest.
No, I'm not.
With some of these because, I mean, even with The Village.
The Village, I saw that coming.
He said, I saw that coming. No, you did.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I promise you.
What about Old?
Old was just terrible.
It was.
What's Old? What was that?
They're stuck on the beach and they age.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So fast.
It was a fun premise, but then, like that's the thing. And maybe M. Night Shyamalan doesn't like it probably because he started his career off with three movies that are like, you're not going to believe this twist.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where, okay, not every movie has to have a twist, though. But it's like, now that's your signature. So now I expect it. So whenever I saw Split, I was like, oh, so it's just like, he doesn't hurt people that are damaged like him. Like, okay, there's not a twist.
It was a really amazing movie.
It was
though,
a great
right?
movie. Yeah.
James McAvoy
should have won an Oscar. Yeah. He's incredible for that movie.
Oh my gosh.
You are so wrong about Unbreakable. You are so wrong about Unbreakable.
I'm not.
You are.
No.
That is insane.
I'm allowed to my own opinions, like you are with Nope.
As long as you're being honest.
I didn't get on to you about Nope.
No, because I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong about Nope.
And I'm not wrong about Unbreakable.
You are. The twist was not that he had a kryptonite.
I didn't say that. That was a twist.
You want to fight?
No.
Seems like you want to fight.
No, I love you.
No, let's do it. Let's fight.
I want us to get to a point to where we can disagree to disagree.
No. Can't happen. I refuse.
Joke's on you. We're doing that right now. We're disagreeing to disagree. See, that should wrap up the show.
Hey, that was a good episode. I learned a lot. Thanks for coming to Learning Corner, guys.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan.
We apologize.
Overrated.
We know you're watching. No, he's not overrated. He's perfectly rated.
That's what you just said, though.
What are you talking about?
You said M. Night Shyamalan's overrated.
I did not say that.
I think you did.
You heard it here first. No, it's good.
Thanks for listening, guys, or watching.
Happy December.
Make sure we're going to say this every time until you do it, because there's a couple thousand of you watching this. Rate us on Apple, Spotify. Go follow us. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Do it now.
It's going to be fun. Ninjas are Butterfly, powered by Sunday Cool Tees, the best Sunday Cool Tees place in the world.
It really is.
We make custom apparel, super soft tees, water base ink. Do it super fast, 72-hour turnaround, and it's the best. And they pay us. So we love them because we have to.
Yep.
And we love them because we love them. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Ninjas are butterflies.
All right.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's...